Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, July 9th. Currently with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.09, and the dew point is 55 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. An Oklahoma murder suspect is arrested in Wichita.
Wichita police have apprehended 45-year-old Thomas Conway. Bartlesville, Oklahoma police confirm that Conway is a person of interest in the shooting death of a 38-year-old man there. Conway is being held at the Sedgwick County Jail for charges of felon in possession of a firearm. At this point, it's not known when Conway might be extradited back to Oklahoma. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Kansas Department of Transportation announced approved bids for the latest round of state highway construction and maintenance projects, including crack repair, new pavement markings, and some bridge repairs totaling millions of dollars. Counties to receive road work include Johnson, Shawnee, Sumner, Harvey, Wilson, and Lynn. Updates on road projects around the state are posted at ksdot.gov. Wichita native Ariana Dirkswiger swims for Georgia Tech, and she'll swim in Paris during the Summer Olympics for her home country of Laos. This is Kansas Information Network News.
No young person should ever have to worry about having a safe place to sleep at night, or a warm meal to eat, or whether anyone cares about them.
But the reality is, 1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year.
But the good news is, there's an organization making a big difference. Covenant House.
For over 50 years, Covenant House has been helping youth in crisis and giving them the support and the tools they need to succeed in life.
I have no words to express how Covenant House changed my life. They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, and love, most of all love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges, and their lives are transformed.
Covenant House is changing the lives of young people in cities across America.
To learn more, go to covenanthouse.org today.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Day 12 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is being brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Officially, the Kansas Wheat Harvest is 92% complete, well ahead of 55% complete last year, and 72% for the five-year average. According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service Crop Progress Report for the week ending July 7th, Northwest Kansas has the most remaining wheat to be cut at 70% harvested. Kansas had widespread rain over the weekend, which kept harvest on Monday at a standstill for many areas. Still, the southwest area is about 91% complete and wrapping straggling fields after beginning harvest early, the first week of June, compared to the normal Father's Day start. Near Norton, Chris Tanner started cutting his widespread grain filled wheat on Monday, June 24th, only to be delayed by rain the next day. They had been cutting a phenomenal crop with yields between 50 and 60 bushels per acre, strong test weights ranging from 59 to 63 pounds per bushel, and great protein at 12 to 14%, with Tanner saying they were in a sweet spot there. He credited an ideal growing season to good moisture throughout the year, as sufficient moisture at drilling meant the wheat came up early with well-established stands. In the spring, the wheat emerged from dormancy early, but in good shape, and the luck continued. While the weather was on track, fertilizer prices were high, and Tanner noted that he spent money on fungicide applications due to rust pressure. Producers did abandon some fields due to wheat streak mosaic virus, which had been bad in the area, in addition to some yields loss from barley yellow dwarf virus. A couple of 1.5-inch rains and several smaller showers have decreased yields 10 to 12%, test weights down 55 to 57 pounds per bushel, and protein averaging in the mid-11s. Even with the rain detriment, the year should end above average by the time harvest wraps up by the end of this week. This year's harvest is in stark contrast to last year's disaster, when a lot of wheat in northern Norton County was abandoned due to drought. The residue from this year's crop is some of the best Tanner has had in his career and will benefit his subsequent crops. To follow along with harvest updates, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest24 on social media and tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and X to share your harvest stories and photos. In an ongoing commitment to prioritize workplace safety in businesses across Kansas, the Industrial Safety and Health Division, or ISH, with the Kansas Department of Labor, encourages business owners to take advantage of a free safety and health consultation service. During a Kansas Department of Labor on-site visit, employers will have the opportunity to engage in a confidential discussion with a highly skilled safety and health professional, and these professionals are safety and industrial hygiene specialists with a wealth of experience in OSHA training. They are well equipped to address safety and health issues in your facility, whether widespread or localized. Alan Vineyard, the ISH division director, said the only obligation will be to agree to promptly correct all serious safety and health hazards. He said OSHA could be notified if serious hazards or imminent dangers are identified or not corrected, and though businesses must correct safety hazards, no financial penalties or citations are imposed or issued by ISH consultants. If you are an employer with less than 250 employees on site and no more than 500 corporate-wide who's interested in a confidential consultation, you can visit dol.ks.gov. It's a sign of the season, political campaigning and the posting of campaign signs, and the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind the public that all political campaign signs or billboards are prohibited from being placed on state highway right-of-way. By law, all right-of-way on state highway is exclusively for public highway purposes. Only regulatory guide signs and warning signs placed by the Kansas Department of Transportation are allowed on the 9,500-mile state highway system. And the Kansas Department of Transportation has jurisdiction over all interstate, Kansas, and U.S. routes. When the Kansas Department of Transportation maintenance crews find political signs on state highway right-of-way, the signs will be removed immediately and without notice. And all the signs will then be taken to the closest Kansas Department of Transportation sub-area office, where political campaign signs not retrieved from the sub-area office will be disposed of after the election. Political campaign advertising is allowed on private property bordering state right-of-way. However, people placing signs on private property must first obtain permission from the property owner. A state law passed in 2015 related to placement of campaign signs on city or county-owned right-of-way does not apply to state highway right-of-way. Anyone placing signs on city streets or county road right-of-way should consult their local jurisdiction on their rules. In Nebraska news, 35-year-old Dallas Matthews of Brule, Nebraska, has been charged in Keith County Court with two counts of terroristic threats and one count of habitual criminal for threatening a local bank, leading to it going under lockdown. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday, on July 3rd, a Keith County Sheriff's deputy responded to Adams Bank and Trust in Brule for a report of terroristic threats. When the deputy arrived on the scene, bank employees told him Matthews entered the bank and began asking questions about the bank's staffing, money in his vault, how much cash he could get, and if there was a way to track stolen bills. The employee said Matthews also stated that if he put a gun in a safety deposit box, he could use it whenever he wanted. The affidavit said the bank employees believed Matthews was going to rob them. The deputy said the employees said Matthews provided a false Social Security number and a phone number and refused to sign the electronic signature box. They said Matthews then left the bank mad, and the bank then went under lockdown. The affidavit said the deputy, along with the lieutenant from the sheriff's office and backup from the Nebraska State Patrol, proceeded to a residence in the 600 block of East 6th Street, where Matthews was then arrested. On Monday, a judge set Matthews' bond at $5,000, 10% of which he posted to be released from the Keith County Jail. His next court date is set for July 15th. Union Pacific Railway is investigating a train derailment in Gibbon over the weekend. Union Pacific said at around 2 a.m. on Sunday, approximately 15 train cars carrying coal derailed near the intersection of Highway 30 and Pawnee Road on the eastern edge of Gibbon. No injuries were reported, and Union Pacific said cleanup continued on Monday, and the incident is under investigation. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office also responded to the incident. According to the Seward County Sheriff's Office, 35-year-old Ryan M. Marquardt of Columbus was arrested on Wednesday, July 3rd, for the possession of a controlled substance after troopers found about 170 pounds of marijuana in his car during a traffic stop. An arrest affidavit showed that a deputy initiated a traffic stop on a 2017 Chevy Malibu driven by Marquardt for a traffic violation near mile marker 376 on eastbound I-80. And during the traffic stop, the deputy suspected criminal activity and asked for consent to search the vehicle, which Marquardt reportedly denied. According to the affidavit, a certified K-9 was deployed, and it indicated the need for a search of the vehicle, which revealed approximately 170 pounds of marijuana in the car. Marquardt was then taken into custody without incident and charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, and he was taken to the Seward County Detention Center. It was determined that Marquardt was taking the drugs to Elkhorn, and according to the Sheriff's Office, this is their third seizure of significant marijuana destined for Elkhorn in the last year. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Independence Day holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Wednesday, July 3rd to 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, July 7th. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that they did not work any fatal crashes over the holiday. Across Kansas, there were 16 DUI arrests, 1,085 speed citations, 142 adult safety belt citations, 7 safety belt citations for teens, 28 child restraint citations, and 901 motorist assist calls. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Friday, June 28th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission called the meeting to order at 8:15 a.m. for the purpose of reviewing Department of Correction billings and the proposed 2025 budgets. Abigail Horn was also present to review and discuss the 2025 proposed budget, and the budget was reviewed along with office and equipment needs for 2025. Andrea Cross with Options was present to give the commission a review of the programs and services offered by their organization, stating that Options provide services of domestic and sexual violence crimes, safe shelter programs, outreach programs, rapid housing programs, and legal advocacy programs. The commission reviewed the June 2024 vouchers and payroll, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted. Terry Laughlin with the Norton County Road Department gave a general report of the department and projects and roads that are being worked on. He said mowers continue to operate when the conditions allow. Commissioner Matchett called for an executive session at 10:25 a.m. for the purpose of non-elected personnel to include Terry Laughlin, the road supervisor, clerk Robert D. Wyatt, and county attorney Melissa Schoen for a period of 15 minutes. And the commission returned to regular session at 10:40 a.m. with no action taken as a result of the executive session. The commission spent the balance of the morning reviewing and adjusting the proposed 2025 budgets from departments, and a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the minutes from June 24, 2024, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. With no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned until July 8th. The Kansas Department of Transportation was scheduled to begin a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 83 in Decatur and Sheridan counties starting Monday, July 8th. The project work involves a mill and overlay starting near the K-383 junction in Sheridan County and extending 9.5 miles to the north. Traffic through the areas where crews are actively working will be directed by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays of 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in mid-August, conditions permitting, And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011 or email todd.anderson@ks.gov. Visitation for Linda Wallmeyer, 81 of Jennings, will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. with a vigil and rosary at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 12th at the new Almelo Gymnasium. Funeral Mass will be at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, July 13th at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in New Almelo with burial in the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the St. Joseph Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. And for more information or condolences, you can visit plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 89 and a calm wind becoming east around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 62 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 94, with a south wind around 5 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon. And on Wednesday night, it should be clear with a low around 63. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 96. On Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. On Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 101. On Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 103. And on Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 102. Currently, with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.09, and the dew point is 55 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa, CU Money, reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals were only able to take one out of three games against the Rockies over the weekend, wasting good starts from Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo as they combined to pitch 13 innings, giving up 10 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned with 5 walks and 13 strikeouts. But in Sunday's finale, third starter Brady Singer shined, going 7 innings, giving up 6 hits, 1 run while striking out 7. Angel Zerpa then came in and had a clean 8th with a strikeout, and Chris Bubich made his season debut after missing the last 15 months because of Tommy John as he pitched the 9th while striking out 2. And manager Matt Couture was pleased pleased as Buvich moved from the rotation into a relief role for the club.
It was nice to get him back out there. I mean, he was going to come in regardless there, 7-1, 10-1. I mean, we know it's not like somebody making their debut. It's just nice to get him back in there, and I'm sure he had some extra adrenaline getting back here after that long rehab.
The Royals are now 49-43 and begin a quick two-game interleague series with the Cardinals Tuesday in St. Louis at 6:45 with Michael Wacha on the bump, and Wednesday's game is also set for 6:45 with Alec Marsh set to get the start. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As farmers gear up to harvest the crops we all depend on, Norton County Hospital and Clinics reminds you to harvest safe and drive smart. As you hit the roads, be patient and stay alert around farm vehicles. Expect slow-moving equipment with limited visibility. Keep a safe distance, wait for them to pull over, and never pass in no-passing zones. Farmers, ensure you're visible and aware of your surroundings. Let's share the road and ensure a safe harvest for all.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence 9 test under high-load conditions versus APISP test limits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have an area of low pressure that's moving across the southern plains. It's mixing with the remnants of what was Hurricane Beryl. That is producing some precipitation in parts of southeastern Kansas and southwestern Missouri. Strong ridge of high pressure in the western part of the country. Another high pressure system is over the mid-Atlantic region. Now, for most of Kansas, we stay dry today, and that ridge of high pressure in the western U.S. starts to move toward us by the end of the week, and that will really start to warm us up by next weekend. In northwestern Kansas, sunny, warm today with a high near 90. North central Kansas, sunny and 90 degrees here this afternoon. And in northeastern Kansas, sunny with today's high in the mid-80s. In southwestern Kansas, sunny, hot with a high today in the upper 80s. South central Kansas, sunny and dry today with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight's low in the mid-60s. And in southeastern Kansas, a few showers and thunderstorms this morning, clearing this afternoon with a high 85, clear tonight to a low 65. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off, on the livestock side, we are seeing the futures that were lower on Monday. Where does the demand go, which typically we lessen demand after the 4th of July holiday and the spring holidays before that? As to where we may see this market go, in that case, it would see the cash start to go a little bit lower, but we haven't seen that as of yet. Hog market, expect a mixed opening today. The heat this coming weekend could be supportive to the market. Wheat futures, overnight trade, a penny higher. Corn, a penny to a quarter cent lower. And soybeans, about 1.25 to 5.25 cents lower. This is the Kansas Ag Network.